This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Rupert Murdoch's Wall Street Journal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Rupert Murdoch really wants to buy the Dow Jones, which owns the Wall Street Journal. His desire for the company isn't new, but everyone was surprised by his bid of $5 billion yesterday. The offer was about 67% higher than the market value. However, media consultant John Morton says it wasn't nearly high enough.
I think it's worth a lot more than that. The Wall Street Journal and the New York Times have the two strongest and most valuable newspaper franchises in the world. The company is worth far more than a 65% premium over the market price. You know, when Tribune took over Times Mirror, I mean, the premium was close to 90%.
The Bancroft family owns Dow Jones and hold over 64% of the voting power. Yesterday, they rejected the offer. But Morton says other companies might want to make bids of their own, thus raising the price.
If there were some kind of a bidding war, or if the Bancrofts miraculously decided to invite one, I think you would see the price go much higher than that.
There's been speculation that the timing of Murdoch's interest in Dow Jones is based on his plans to launch a financial cable news network this year. Not surprisingly, Murdoch's offer sent Dow Jones stock up like a shot, rising more than 54%. The rest of the market did pretty well yesterday, too. The Dow climbed 73 points to 13,136. The Nasdaq added 6 points. It opens this morning at 2531. And the S&P moved up 3 points to 1486. The former boss of British oil giant BP could face criminal charges for perjury. Lord Brown resigned yesterday after it emerged he lied in court about his gay lover. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
John Brown was already due to leave the company in July, but his fellow directors forced him out of office early after he'd been criticized by a high court judge for lying. Brown had sought an injunction from the court against a newspaper. He was trying to stop the publication of an interview with his former gay lover. His lie about the details of the relationship has cost him his job and a severance package worth $30 million. It could also cost him his liberty. The newspaper is now effectively calling for his prosecution. It's a humiliating end to a glittering career, says analyst David Buick.
I hope history will judge him fairly, and it's very tragic that his private life should come and interfere with the legacy, of which, for most of it, he deserves a huge amount of credit.
But other observers suggest Brown's reputation's been more seriously tarnished by BP's safety failures, which led to 15 deaths in the Texas City refinery fire. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
A UN panel will issue a report on Friday on climate change. It will offer solutions and estimates of their costs. But as Sarah Garner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, China and the U.S. dispute the numbers.
Both China and the U.S. complain the draft report underplays the cost and the time it will take to reduce greenhouse gases. China also wants the finger of blame firmly pointed at the West, while the U.S. is calling for language emphasizing technologies that still involve coal. Peter Altman at National Environmental Trust says the criticism isn't surprising.
The pattern that we see is the administration delegation trying to shape this report in a way that could be used to validate what the administration has been doing on climate, which is not much.
But fellow environmentalist John Cookett at Greenpeace isn't ruffled. It's part political posturing, part negotiation, he says.
We don't expect them to make any terribly wild changes, because if they did that, the scientists would scream bloody murder, and then the next thing you know, you have an incident, and it draws more attention to the government positions than they want.
The draft report says it's not too late to fight the worst effects of global warming, but countries must act now. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, celebrating women and women's health. Information and resources on women's health issues available at womenshealth.gov. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
Things aren't always the way they seem. For example, tomorrow is the last day to tell the Food and Drug Administration what you think about allowing cloned animals into our food supply. Believe it or not, clones already trot among us. In Texas, elite breeders are cloning rodeo horses that can't reproduce on their own. As you might expect, there's a lot at stake here financially, as Jeff Brunfeld reports.
When rodeo star Charmaine James retired her prize-winning horse Scamper a few years back, she would have liked to put him out to stud. There was just one problem.
He was castrated, and most horses are. Stallions are very dominating, very protective, and so most people just castrate him.
Scamper was clipped long before he became a star, and that meant a big financial loss for James. The 9-time world champion could have earned her ranch hundreds of thousands of dollars in stud fees. So she went to Viagen, an Austin-based firm that clones horses, pigs, and cattle. And last August, a surrogate produced Clayton, who's genetically identical.
He's real gentle, loves attention, very spoiled.
Clayton costs about $150,000. That's a lot for a horse, but James says he's worth it.
He's so much alike. He has that confident air about him. He already thinks he's a little bit better than everyone, and that's how Scamper is.
Some cattle are also being cloned for show purposes. But an FDA ruling later this year on whether cloned animals are safe for human consumption could help livestock breeders still more. Right now, it takes years to prove an animal's breeding value. By that time, a top bull can be past his prime. Viagen CEO Mark Walton.
By the time you've got that proven bull, you may not have the volume of semen that you need to have to meet demand. And so a cloned copy of that animal could certainly be used as a semen source.
It will be the grandchildren of these elite clones that make their way to your dinner plate. As for Clayton, he's going to have to earn back his big price tag the hard way, mating with 50 mares a year at $5,000 apiece.
You do the math on it, 50 mares times 5,000, and they're going to breed from age 4 till probably to age 20.
Actually, I did do the math, and that makes Clayton worth about $4 million. In Washington, I'm Jeff Brumfield for Marketplace.
And if you're on the run, you can take us with you. That's because we're podcasting. Visit our website, marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.